Proclamation number 5635, dated the March 25th, 1953. All willingness to help is blessed by God. Believe in my words that I bless everything which is done with the intention to help. The willingness to help is unselfish neighborly love which can never arouse my displeasure. And I often give you humans the opportunity to put your will into action. I stimulate your thoughts and also give you the strength to accomplish whatever you feel impelled to do. Just don't strive for earthly gain by doing so, for only unselfishness characterizes the right kind of love. You should always want to give but never want to achieve anything for yourselves by your action. Consequently, wherever you think you are able to help, you should never hold yourselves back, for your labor of love not only helps to reduce suffering but also awakens reciprocated love and therefore achieves the noblest purpose, to kindle love in the person's heart who receives the labor of love and thereby to give life, for only love awakens life and can therefore also soften an obstinate heart and achieve a transformation which signifies redemption for the bound soul. Never allow yourselves to be held back from active unselfish neighborly love and send kind thoughts to your fellow human beings. Remember their souls which are in spiritual darkness, on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond, and try to bring them light by igniting love in them through kind-hearted deeds. You can have an incredibly richly blessed influence on all those who live in darkness by merely loving them, by including them in your heart of love and giving them a lot of love, which they will feel with gratitude and reward with love in return. Never fear that you are doing wrong if you want to help. For I see your will and this alone is valued by me. The hardship is enormous and any reduction of it is an act of mercy, a loving deed, the consequences of which you are incapable of recognizing. But where love is active there will always be detectable success which consists of activity of love again, and this shall spur you into untiring loving activity, so that every ray of light will be felt beneficially on earth as well as in the beyond and ignite again, so that every small flame will spread and radiate light and that, where the light is shining, there will also be happiness, so that you therefore make those happy, whom you lovingly take into your heart, whom you grant love, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.